Well, the British-French condominium of the New Hebrides today became the independent nation of Vanuatu. From Port Vila, Simon Nash has just filed this report.
Amid a simple ceremony of Bizlama prayers for national unity, the unique condominium of British and French rule came to an end here after nearly three quarters of a century.
Long power belong you, more long name belongs Jesus Christ. Blessed President, more Prime Minister belong Mifala, long country belong Mifala. Here, long Vanuatu.
The troubled archipelago nation was born at a stroke past midnight this morning, but it remains still torn by rebellion on its largest island of Espiritu Santo. As about 500 people watched the ceremony outside the government offices in Vila, British Marines and French paratroopers stood guard in Santo, where the flag is not due to be raised till later today. An earlier plan to fly 30 officials from Vila on a Royal Air Force Hercules was abandoned as the government here found few takers for the onerous job of enforcing independence on the troubled island. Eventually, a smaller group of officials was flown to Santo, and early reports said the situation there after a day of demonstrations was tense but still peaceful. The Vanuatu government is believed to be considering an offer of amnesty to the rebels to try and halt the revolt, and if that fails, it threatens stronger action. Among the dignitaries at this morning's independence ceremony were the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs from France, Olivia Stern, and the author James Michener, representing the United States. Australia's Foreign Minister Andrew Peacock preferred to catch up in his sleep, but will attend the long series of festivities planned for later today. Earlier, Monsieur Stern had admitted that the Anglo-French negotiations on Santo had not been as successful as he'd wished, but he added that he'd guarantee the safety of all French people there if they were in danger after independence. However, he appeared to rule out the possibility of French military intervention, although the troops on Santo have been asked to stay on for several weeks to help keep the peace. Yesterday afternoon, the French held their flag-lowering ceremony in secret after the controversial administrator, Inspector General Jean-Jacques Robert, had flown by helicopter from Santo. It was a final sign of the French's belligerent official withdrawal from an island group they've always considered their own. And so amid the tense backdrop, it was not surprising that the new president of Vanuatu, George Sakamanu, said above all the 80 islands of his new nation must strive for unity.
It's a time for which we can all be justifiably proud, for our independence has not been achieved without a struggle. But it is also a time for humility as we consider the long and uncertain road that lies ahead of us in the arduous task of building the nation of Vanuatu. But I believe the greatest challenge facing Vanuatu as we stand on the threshold of independence is that of building national unity.
George Sukumbano, president of the Pacific's newest nation, Vanuatu. And that was Simon Nash reporting.